It's Grow Great Daily Brief number 210 for Tuesday, May the 21st, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here at Grow Great, the podcast. Website's growgreat.com. Stop looking at the competition. How do you measure up as a business owner? How do you measure up as a leader? How does your business stack up? People mostly gauge such things by looking externally, not internally. We look around at other people, we look around at other businesses, and then we mentally, well, maybe mostly emotionally, compare ourselves and our business. We don't feel good afterwards. This is especially personal when we look at direct competitors. And some of us view everybody and everything as a competitor. Years ago, I learned that the zero-sum game that I was taught when I was young, it's wrong. Zero sum is I win, you lose. And if you win, then, well, that necessarily means I lose. It is a major distraction to becoming our best. But today's title isn't quite 100% accurate. There's often much to learn from the competition, but it's not what you think. It's the innovation in looking at industries and companies with dedication to figuring out how to best fix their problems. But when we do that, are we really looking at the competition, or are we looking at how an industry or how a company can better serve customers? It's a powerful distraction, fixating on the competition. It leads to excuse making, copycat execution, and becoming average. It robs businesses of bravery and leadership. Unless you're looking at the competition to architect how you're going to beat their brains in, but you may or may not know, I'm a big fan of Jack Welch and his strategic planning philosophy. Our strategic plan is to ask, what can the competition do in the next 16, 18 months to nail us to the wall? Then we ask, what can we do in the next 18 months to nail them to the wall? I'm a kid from the 70s, so I was taught to be competitive in that whole zero-sum game stuff. And I was taught to have a strong desire to bury the competition. Working in retail as a teenager in high school, that quickly taught me there's a much better way, and I admit that I'm a product of my experience. I learned that trying to figure out how to best the competition was a waste of time with shoppers. They didn't care about the competition. In fact, I learned very quickly, don't ever name the competition. Don't even acknowledge the competition. The customer only cares about what they want. Very quickly, I realized the futility of thinking about the other stereo shops in town. Instead, I learned to pay close attention to the shoppers. I made sure to listen very carefully, to watch their body language, watch their facial expressions, pay close attention to how shoppers behave. My goal? To dazzle every shopper so they would become a customer. And then I wanted to make the customer just so happy that they would become a client, which means they would come back and they would buy from me again. By the time I was operating a multi-million-dollar retail company, it was well ingrained in my business DNA. I was in my 20s, my mid-20s. Don't take your eyes or your ears off the customer. There's one simple reason why this works. It's not limiting. Fixate on the competition and you are instantly limiting your operation. You'll get stuck in industry standards. You will get stuck in traditional thinking. Fixate on the customer and you're free to think beyond anything ever done in your industry. All the rules get tossed out when you concentrate on the customer. There's another big reason that's worth mentioning, though. Your competition is not paying your bills. Customers are. By thinking and looking at the competition, you surrender yourself to become their servant. Who's your daddy? Yeah, well, the competition is, if you're fixated on them. They are not who you're serving. So why fixate on them? Lastly, let me encourage you to embrace quantum leap thinking. When you look at the competition, you avoid quantum leap thinking. Instead, you tend to dwell on incremental thinking and being just a little bit better than the competition. It's comforting because you focus on them, you fixate on them, and you think, well, we're a little bit better than them in this and in that. That's boring. It's boring for you. It's boring for all your employees. I have never found a 3% improvement to be a very effective battle cry for the troops. But most everybody can get behind doing something that nobody else may be doing, or doing something that most other people may think, well, that's impossible. Quantum leap thinking is possible when you continue to focus on the customer, not the competition. Live and die by these questions. What can we do to make ourselves remarkable to the customer? How can we dazzle the customer? Be ordinary by looking at the competition. Be remarkable by looking at the customer. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Let's continue this theme tomorrow.